Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We left off Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We almost got to the end of the very, very large Mishnah that ends toward the bottom of Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, almost but not quite. So we're going to finish up the cases in the Mishnah. And again, just to reset, the Mishnah had been talking about the status of Nisuin for a cheresh versus a pikeach. A cheresh, of course, is a deaf mute who doesn't have the same level of das as a pikeach, who's a healthy person. We were talking about the kedushin, or the nesuin daraisa, that the cheresh or a chareshes can affect, and we were talking about whether a cheresh or a chareshes can be subject to getting divorced, whether a cheresh man can divorce a woman, whether a chareshes, a woman who's a chareshes, can be divorced. We had said that there's a distinction in the Mishnah between a chareshes and a shota, between one who is a chareshes, a deaf mute, and one who's a shota, and the Gemara's parlance, one who goes insane. And the Mishnah that we are going to continue reading today is, again, talking about various permutations of brothers who are pikin, who are healthy, who marry different types of women. One of them is a cheresh, one of them is a pikachas. What exactly happens if one of them dies with respect to yibam or chalitza of the other? And again, the major premise that we've been working with over the past couple of days is that, generally speaking, a zika, which is on a daraisa level, a zika, which comes from a biblically recognized marriage, is going to be doche a zika, which only comes from a rabbinically recognized marriage, but not vice versa. One of the other principles that we were working with is that when you have a chareshes, the only way that you could deal with a chareshes, if she falls to you for yibam, is to actually be miyabim her. But you're not allowed to do chalitza with a chareshes, because one of the components of chalitza is kriyas hapsukim, and the chareshes, who's a deaf mute, of course, could not be kore the psukim. The Gemara that we're going to cover today is going to deal with why it is that the Chachamim were mesakein marriage for a chareshes, but not exactly for a shota. We're going to talk about whether a chareshes gets a ksuba or not. Various maisim that the Gemara is going to bring down in the Gemara about the status of the marriage of a chareshes. Then we're going to talk about when you have a marriage of a cheresh and a chareshes. We had said that the marriage is not recognized on a biblical level, for sure. It's only a derabbanan marriage. Now the Gemara is going to deal with, is there an isser of eshes ish, if somebody has a relationship with the chareshes who is subject to this rabbinical marriage, whether a person would violate a law and therefore be chayev and asham tali. Would definitely violate a law. The question is whether he's going to be chayev to bring a carbon of an asham talui. And the Gemara Nama Beis is going to talk more about the shota and why we make a distinction between a shota and a chareshes, why we make a distinction between a male cheresh who, if he was a pikeach when he got married, not ever able to divorce his wife, because a cheresh only has das on a drabana level, and if he got married when he was a pikeach, when he was a healthy person, then his marriage is valid on a deraisa level. He can only effectuate a gerushin on a drabana level. So he can't get divorced. However, we had said that a woman who was a pikachas when she got married, even if she later becomes a chareshes, she is able to be divorced. So the Gemara is going to query why the distinction between a man and a woman. Okay, so a lot to cover on today's daf. We left off again toward the bottom of the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. And why don't we pick up 6 lines up from the end of the Mishnah. First word on the line is Li'olam. We'll pick up from the second word on the line. So, Shnei Achin Pikhin Nisuin Lebeis Nachrios. If you have two brothers who are Pikhin, they're both healthy, who are married to two women who are Nachrios, they are, in other words, they are not sisters. Achas Pikachas Vechas Chareshes. One of them is a Pikachas, one of them is healthy, one of them is a Chareshes. Meis Pikach Bal Chareshes. If the Pikach who was married to the Chareshes dies, Mayase Pikach Bal Pikachas. What should the Pikach, the husband of the Pikachas, do? In other words, his brother's wife is falling to him for Yibum. So Kones Vimrotzalotzi Yotzi. So he could do Yibum. If he wants to divorce her after doing Yibam, he could divorce her with a get, because it's like a regular marriage. You could always terminate a regular marriage with a get. However, the Mishnah chooses its words carefully. You have to do Yibam, you can't do Chalitza. Why? Remember, because she's a Chareshes, and she therefore can't read the psukim. A charesha says is ineligible to perform chalitza. Says the Mishnah, next case, meis pikeach bal pikachas. However, if the flip side is true, in the flip side case, if the pikeach who's married to the pikachas dies, ma yasa pikeach bal chareshes, what should the pikeach who is the married to the chareshes do? O choleit somayabim. So it's like a regular situation of yibum, where he has an option. He can do the yibum, or he could do chalitza. Shnei achin echas cheresh vechas pikeach. If you have two brothers, one of them is a cheresh, one of them is a pikeach, nesuin lebeis nachrio is married to two women who are not sisters, achas charashas vachas pikachas, one of them which is a cheresh, one of them which is a pikeach, meis cheresh bal chareshes, if the cheresh who is married to the chareshes dies, mayasa pikeach bal pikachas, what should the pikeach who is married to the pikachas do? So again, this is really the same principles repeating themselves. Kones vimra salahotzi yotzi, he has to do yibam. If he wants to later divorce the wife after doing yibam, he can, because of course the yibam effectuates a valid marriage. Can he do chalitza? No, he can't do chalitza. We know that already because she's a charesha. She can't read the psukim. So therefore, he can't do chalitza. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. If the pikeach who's married to the pikachas dies, ma yasa cheresh bal chareshes, what does the cheresh who is the bal chareshes do? So kones venamotzi liolam. So he has to do yibam and he can never divorce her. Why does he have to do yibam? So remember, he can't do chalitza because of the same principle. Chalitza involves kriyas sapsukim by both the man and the woman. So the guy's a cheresh, therefore he can't do chalitza. So he has to do yibam. In the prior case of the Mishnah, we said that after he does yibam, he's allowed to divorce his wife whenever he wants. Whereas here in the Mishnah, we're saying he has to marry the wife. He has to marry, he has to do yibam on the woman. And then once he does yibam, he is never able to divorce her. Why in the last case in the Mishnah is he never able to divorce her? So the reason is because he's a cheresh, right? So he's only able to divorce a woman on a Drabana level. He's ordinarily, when a cheresh gets married, he also only gets married on a Drabana level. Not here, however, because over here the cheresh is doing yibam, and the yibam, the woman is a pikachas who was married to a pikeach, meaning the zika of the yibam is coming to him on a doraisa level. So that because of the zika of the yibam is coming to him on a doraisa level, and he's only able to affect the gerushim midrabanan, his gerushim midrabanan can never terminate the zika that falls to him on a doraisa level. And therefore, in the last case, the cheresh has to be kones, he has to do yibam, and eina motza liolam, and he can never ever divorce his wife. All right, so that ends the massive Mishnah. Now let's start with the Gemara. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, so says Rami Bar Chama, Maishna cheresh v'chareshes, titkinu l'rabban nesuin, Maishna deshota, v'shota, v'shote, v'shota, d'lo titkinu l'rabban nesuin. Why the fundamental difference between a cheresh and a chareshes, who are lav bar das? The Gemara assumes that they don't have the same level of das as a healthy person. Even though they don't have the same level of das as a healthy person, the Rabbanan were still matakein the institution of marriage by a cheresh and a charashas. However, masha'ein kein by a shota, by an insane person, were also lav bar das, they lack das, yet chazal were not matakein nisuin by a shota. So why the distinction? Says the Gemara, Datanya, because we learn in a braisa, shota v'katan shenisu nashim umesu, if a shota or a katan purports to marry a woman and then they die, nishoseim peturos min chalitza min yibam, their wives are pater from chalitza and yibam, therefore we see that the marriage of a shota is meaningless. But so why, the Gemara's question is, why by a cheresh who also lacks das, we have an institution of marriage? By a shota who lacks das, we don't have an institution of marriage. Says the Gemara as follows, cheresh v'chareshes tekaima tekantid rabbanon, tekinu l'rabbanon nesuin. A cheresh and a chareshes, where they are able to be mekayim takanad rabbanon. What does that mean? Rashi explains that their derech is to live with each other in peace. Even if you have a cheresh who's married to a chareshes, even if you have none of the spouses being a healthy person, even if they're both lacking that level of das, still the derech is that they live in peace, whether they're compatible with each other or not, they're at least going to live a peaceful existence. They're going to have a peaceful marriage. Therefore, tekinu l'rabbanan nesuin, the rabbanan were metakein that nesuin should take effect in that situation. However, shota v'shota delo kaima takanta d'rabbanan. However, by a shota, by an insane person who is deranged, unfortunately, they can't live in peace. Dein adam darim nachash bekfifa achas, because a person cannot live with a snake in a single bed. basket, meaning that they're nebuch crazy. Rashi points out that certainly that even a shoto is married to a pikeach, even if one of the spouses is healthy and is a bar das, it's still very, very difficult to live with a shota who is lacking das to that effect. Certainly, if you have a shota and a shota, certainly if both of them are insane, then it's not going to be a healthy relationship. Lo tekinah derabbanan nisuin. The rabbanan were not mitaki nisuin in that case, so therefore, says the Gemara, there is a distinction between a cheresh and a shota. Umayshna katan delo tekinah rabbanan nisuin. But why is it that by a katan we were not mitaki nisuin? The brisa that we had just quoted said that if you have a shota or a katan who purports to get married and then dies, the wife is not chayiv and ibum. It's mashma that we don't recognize the marriage at all. So a katan also is a lav bar das. He doesn't have the same level of das as an adult. So if you're going to say that a cheresh could get married, a cheresh is lav bar das, why can't a katan get married? A katan is also lav bar das. Why is a katan any worse than a cheresh? So says the Gemara, I'll explain to you why. Because katan dasi lechal nesuin lo tekinu l'arbanan nesuin. That a katan, I'm sorry. So let's back up. So three lines up from the bottom. So cheresh the lo asi lechal nesuin tekinu l'arbanan nesuin. A cheresh who's never going to be eligible for nesuin on a deraisa level. Therefore, the rabbanan were masakin that they should be eligible for nesuin on a rabbanan level. Katan dasi lechal nesuin. However, a katan who is eventually going to become roy for nesuin on a deraisa level. There was no need for the Rabbanan to be Mataki Nisuin, because all they have to do is wait until they're a bar mitzvah. Then they could effectuate Nisuin on their own. Says the Gemara, but is that true that we're not Mataki for a Katan because they're ultimately going to become eligible for Nisuin on a Daraisa level? Vare Katana Da'asya L'chal Nisuin. A Katana will eventually become Roy for Nisuin because she'll eventually be able to accept the Nisuin on her own. V'tzkin Rabbanan Nisuin, and the Rabbanan were Matakein Nisuin because they were Matakein that the mother or the brother could give her away in Nisuin as a Katana, assuming her father's dead. If her father's dead, then the father is allowed to marry off his Katana daughter on a Daraisa level. But the mother and the brother can marry off the Katana on a Darabana level. Why were the Rabbanan Matakein Nisuin for Katana? Hare, if she waits until she becomes a gdola, she'll be able to get married on the Daraisa level. Says the Gemara, you're right, but it's a special dispensation there. Hasam shalayinu goba minig hefker. It's only to prevent people from acting in a promiscuous fashion with her. Umayshna ktana de mimana, umayshna chareshes lo mimana. Katana has a very great power, which we were focusing on a couple of days ago, called miyun, meaning if the ktana is subject to a rabbinical marriage because her mother or her brother gives her away in a suin, and the Ketana at any time, before she becomes a Gdola, decides that she doesn't want to be married to the husband anymore, she has an amazing koach to do mian, she could refuse to continue the marriage, and she could dissolve the marriage. That power is only given to a Ketana, who is the subject of a rabbinical marriage. The power is not given to a Chareshes, who is this also the subject of a rabbinical marriage, rather. So, Maishna Ketana de Mimana, Maishna Chareshes lo Mimana. Why is it only that a Ketana could do Mian, but not a Chareshes? Says the Gemara, Dim Kain, Mimani v'lo Nisvila. Because if we also gave the Chareshes the power to do Mian, people would be deterred, and they would not marry, and nobody would marry a Chareshes. However, a Ketana, even though the Ketana has the power of Mian, people would still marry a Ketana, because they would understand all they have to do is bide their time until the Ketana becomes a Gdola, and then she will no longer be able to do Mian. But the Chabchamim did not want to give a Chareshes whose marriage is perpetually a Drabbanan marriage the power of Mian, because then nobody would want to marry her. The Rashba and the Ritva explain that the fact that she's a Chareshes and is a Lav Bar Das, that's considered to be a mum. That's a defect. I mean, she's not like a perfect 10, right? So she's already dealing with an issue. She already has issues. So and if you're going to add to the fact that she's a balas mum, the fact that she's also able to do mian, then nobody's going to want to marry her. The Ketana is not a balas mum. The Ketana is just, she's just too young to have a biblical marriage. So a person would marry a Ketana and would wait until she becomes a Gdola and is not going to be deterred from marrying her by the fact that she is able to do Mian. Says the Gemara Vayter, top line, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Amayshna Ketana da'akla b'truma. Why by a Ketana is she allowed to eat truma if her mother married her off to a Kohen, that she's allowed to eat Truma Midrabanan. Again, she's not allowed to eat Truma Daraisa because her marriage is not Daraisa. But if she's subject to a biblical marriage with a Kohen, she is allowed to eat Truma on a Drabanan level. But by a Chareshes, is not able to eat Truma if she's married to a Kohen, even though her marriage is also valid Midrabanan. So why by the Ketana, whose marriage is valid Drabanan, is she allowed to eat Truma Drabanan, but Chareshes, whose marriage is also valid Drabanan, not allowed to eat Truma Drabanan? The Tanan we have in the Mishnah, Heyed Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudah, Charesha Sheesiyah Aviyah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudguda was Meyed that if a Chareshes is married off by your father, Sheyotzas Beget, the marriage could be dissolved with a get. V'al Ketana Bas Yisrael, Shenisles LeKohen, he was also Meyed. Here's the important part for us. On a Ketana Bas Yisrael, who was married to a Kohen, Shocheles Betruma, who can eat Truma, V'ilu Chareshes Lo Achla. However, by the Chareshes, all it talks about is the Chareshes can be divorced with a get. It doesn't mention anything about the Chareshes eating Truma, because the Chareshes can't eat Truma. So the question is, both the Chareshes and the Ketana are subject to marriages on a Drabana level. Why is it that the Ketana can eat Truma Drabana, the Chareshes cannot eat Truma Drabana? Says the Gemara, Gzeres Shemayachal Cheresh B'Chareshes. Because maybe the Cheresh is going to give the Chareshes Truma. Says the Gemara, V'lechal Katanochal Nevelasu. In other words, So what's the problem if the Cheresh gives the Chareshes Truma? It's a Katan Olchal Nevelas. In other words, this is considered to be a Lav Bar Das doing an Avera. This is a sugya we're going to cover in a couple of days, but the general principle is that even though it's not great to encourage very small children to sin, you're not allowed to ask very small children to sin. For example, asking a kid to turn on the light on Shabbos, not an appropriate thing to do. If, however, you see a child who's doing an Isser, you don't actually have to prevent the kid from following through on the Isser. So if you're going to tell me the reason that a Chareshes doesn't eat Truma is because we're afraid a Cheresh is going to give a Chareshes Truma, okay, so what's the problem? Says the Gemara, Gzeira Shamiach Cheresh Bepikachas. So let the Cheresh give a, maybe lest the Cheresh come to give a Pikachas Truma. But says the Gemara, V'cheresh b'pikachas nami leichel, v'truma drabanan. But what's the problem? The cheresh, if a cheresh is married to a pikachas, if a cheresh is married to a healthy woman, his marriage is valid on a drabanan level. So let him give his wife truma midrabanan, because the marriage is valid midrabanan anyway. Says the Gemara, Gzeira dilma dasi lochla v'truma daraisa. The problem is, maybe the cheresh is going to give his pikachas wife truma on a daraisa level, and we're not going to say, oh, so what, it's a katan ochel nevelos, because the woman's a pikacha. She's a very healthy woman. She's a barda. She's not considered to be a katan ochel nevelos. So it turns out that the reason that a chareshes is not able to eat truma is because maybe a cheresh is going to give his pikacha's wife truma daraisa. So that's why we're going to gozer that the chareshes does not get truma, even though the ketana does get to eat truma midrabanan, because her marriage is valid on a drabanan level. Says the Gemara, now switching gears, umayshna ketana de isla ksuba. Why by a ketana does she get the ksuba? Mayshna chareshes seles la ksuba, but by a chareshes she does not get a ksuba. Dim came imani v'lanosvila. Well, we already gave this answer, because the chareshes is a balas mum, right, according to the Rashba and the Ritva. And if you're going to say that you also have to give her a ksuba, then nobody's going to want to marry a chareshes. V'ketana minyolan disla ksuba, but how do you know that a ketana does have a ksuba? T'tanan hamamenes, because we say that hamamenes, that one who does miyun, vashniya, and a shniya la arayos, in other words, one who's not a biblical erva, but one who's a shniyos la arayos, an erva midrabanan, v'ailanis, and an ailanis, who's incapable of bearing children, ain lahen ksuba. They do not have a ksuba. Aval yotzas beget. However, they can be divorced with a get. Viktana yesh la ksuba. But a ktana has a ksuba. Says the Gemara, v'chareshes minolan delos la ksuba. How do you know that a chareshes doesn't have a ksuba? We're asking, why do we make a distinction between a ktana and a chareshes? That a ktana has a ksuba and a chareshes doesn't have a ksuba. Good. So I just saw in a braisa that the ktana does have a ksuba. Where do we see that a chareshes doesn't have a ksuba? Titania, we have another braisa. Cheresh v'shota shenisu pikchos. If you have a cheresh and a shote who marry a pikachas, afal pi shenis pakeach, hacheresh v'nishpata ashota, even if the guy is miraculously healed, ein la'en aleim klum. Meaning that the women can't taina that the men owe them anything, because let's say this guy was a lot bardas. So let's say when he proposed to this woman, he said, I want you to marry me, and if you agree to marry me, I'm going to give you $1 million. Okay, and then the guy has a miraculous recovery, and he becomes a bardas. So the question is, can the woman then say to the guy, you told me that if I accept marriage from you, I'm going to get $1 million from you. So the Gemara says no, because whatever he said when he got married, he was a lav bardas. He didn't know what in the world he was saying. So the guy's not going to be forced to give his wife $1 million. However, Ratza Lakaiman, if once he becomes a bardas, he decides with his newfound das that he wants to be mekayim the marriage, yeshlem ksuba. Then they have a ksuba. In other words, what ksuba do they have? They have a ksuba only shalmana, not shalmasayim, because the ksuba shalmasayim is for a besula. This woman is no longer a besula because she was already married to the husband. Okay, so if he later decides after he's a bardas that he wants to be mekayim the marriage, now he owes the ksuba. However, pikeach shenasa chareshes oshota, if a pikeach marries a chareshes or a shota, afilu kosav la meyamane ksuvasa kayemes, even if he writes her a ksuba of meyamana, the ksuba is mekuyim. Why? B'mnesha ratza lozak b'nechasav. Because he just stam wants to suffer a loss. In other words, you could say that you're going to give money to anybody. So if a pikeach marries a chareshes, he's not required to give her a ksuba. But if he wants to give her a ksuba, gesentahayit, let him give her a ksuba. But taima de ratza, holo ratza, einla. The only reason why he's giving her a ksuba, or why we force him to give her a ksuba, is because he volunteered to give it, because he wanted to give her a ksuba. A person is entitled to spend his money on whatever narishkeit he wants to spend his money. However, had he not committed on his own to give her a ksuba, she wouldn't have gotten a ksuba. Says the Gemara, Dim Kain, Mamani, Vilon Asfila. Because if we force him to give a ksuba, nobody's going to want to marry her. Iyachi pikachas lecheresh liskin la ksuba. So in that case, by a pikachas to a cheresh, where the cheresh is marrying a pikachas, we should be misakein a ksuba as well. Dim Kain, Mamani, Vilon Misfi. That because if so, nobody is going to... In other words, if we don't give the woman a ksuba, the woman is not going to want to marry the cheresh. Says the Gemara, no, the woman will always want to marry the cheresh, even if we don't give her a ksuba, because in the times of the Gemara, again, the sensitivities were a little bit different. It says, Yoser mea ish rosa lisa, isha rosa li nase, because more than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married, and therefore there's no reason to be metakein that a pikachas married to a cheresh gets a ksuba, because she's going to want to marry the guy, she's going to want to marry the cheresh, even if he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. How can they get married if there is no ksuba? I thought there's an isser to stay with your wife even for an hour without a ksuba. That's obviously only by two pikkim. If you have two adults who are bardas, then, where B'nai Das, then there's an Isser to remain married without a ksuba. However, if one of them is a lav bar das, not going to be a problem. Says the Gemara in Avaiter, second line up from where they got wide. Ahu cheresh tavi b'shivavuse de Rav Malkio. There was a cheresh who lived in the neighborhood of Rav Malkio. Ansevei Rav Malkio was the Mesader Kedushin for the cheresh. Ansevei Yisasa, Rav Malkio was Mesader Kedushin. Mekosov la, and he wrote, Arba mea zuze minischei, and he gave her a dowry of 400 zuz. So I'm a Rava, man chachem krav malkio, de gavra rabahu. Wow, Rav Malkio, such a shrewd guy. Ksavar, ila rotza shivcha l'shamsho, milos vinalei. So in other words, what Rava says was shrewd, Rav Malkio was essentially giving her a ksuba of $400. But why was she getting the ksuba of $400? The Gemara just told me that if the cheresh marries a pikachas, she is not entitled to any ksuba. So why did Rav Malkio write her a $400 ksuba? Because Rav Malkio figured like this. If he wanted stam a shivcha to be mishamishim, if he wanted a housekeeper, if he wanted an aide, milos vinalei, he would have paid somebody. Kol shkenacha di katarti. So good. So he's getting somebody to take care of him. And over here, the woman is doing two things. Number one, she's being meshamesh as him. Number two, she's married to him. So the same way he could pay $400 for a housekeeper or for an aide, he could pay $400 for this woman to marry him as well. But it's not because min adin she gets a ksuba. It's only because he's getting somebody to take care of himself. Says the Gemara Navaiter, second line, second wide line. Samar Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Shmuel, Eishas Cheresh, Ein Chayev Analea Asham Tali. And Eishas Cheresh, you are not chayev in asham tali. In other words, there is no chshash if somebody has has relations with this Eshes Ish, who is married to a Cheresh, you don't have to bring an Asham Tali, meaning there is no tzad that the marriage is valid on a Doraisa level. Because if the marriage were valid on a Doraisa level and you go have relations with an Eshes Ish, you're going to be Chayav a Karban. This Cheresh is Lav Bardas. We don't know what the status of the marriage is. I might have a Havamina that you are required to bring an Asham Tali because I don't know what the status is. Says the Gemara, you don't have to bring an Asham Tali. Says the Gemara, Lema Vesayele. Let's bring a Raya to this. Says as follows, Chamisha lo yitromu. There are five people who should not give truma. Vim tarmu ain't truma some truma. And their truma is invalid if they try to. Veiluain, and who are these people? Cheresh, shota v'katan. You have a cheresh, shota, and a katan. Vatora meshena shalo. And somebody is giving truma from produce that's not his. In other words, I can't go into your field and say, I'm giving truma on your produce. I have no bailus over it. Vavikachavim shatarim shal Yisrael afila brishus Yisrael ain't truma so truma. And an ovikachavim who tries to separate truma owned by a Jew, even if the Jew gives him permission to do so, still it's not going to be truma. So what we see is that by truma ain't truma so truma. In other words, there is no tzad at all whatsoever to say that the truma is truma. There's no tzad at all to say that you could be makne ekinian gummer over here by truma. Says the Gemara, who the Amar Karevi Lezer? So in other words, so the Gemara wants to draw a tzushtel from the fact that the cheresh can't give truma. It means the kinyanim are worthless. So therefore, just like the cheresh can't give truma, so too, if a cheresh is married, it's not a valid kinyan at all, and therefore there's not even a suffix that the marriage is going to be valid to the extent that it would require, it would obligate one who has relations with his wife to bring an Asham Tali. Says the Gemara, no, lav dafka that we're able to prove that there is no kinyan at all. Maybe who damar k'Rav Elazar, the Tanya Rav Yitzchak Omer Mishum Rav Elazar, trumas cheresh lo tetzi l'chulam neishu suffix. That trumas cheresh lo tetzi l'chulam because it is a suffix. Now, if it's a suffix, then there is no raya from truma to asham tali. So why is it that you're not chayiv in asham tali? So says the Gemara, isfirik Rabbi Lazar, asham tali nami lechayiv. But if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, then you should be chayiv in asham tali. In other words, if you're telling me that by truma the status is a suffix, that I don't know whether he could be kone, kinyan gomer or not, then by marriage, you should be chayiv in asham tali, because by marriage, with regard to the kinyan of marriage, so to speak, I don't know whether he can effectuate a valid kinyan, a valid marriage. And if he can effectuate a valid marriage, then you should be chayiv and asham tali, because it's a suffix whether you were ba al a real eshes ish or not. Says the Gemara, bina chaticha mishtei chatichas. No, because the only time you're chayiv and asham tali is when the suffix is what's considered to be a chaticha mishnei chatichos. What does it mean? So a chaticha mishnei chatichos means that the suffix arises because there are two different chatichos shel iser. There are two different cheftsos of iser, and I don't know what the status is. In other words, chelev and shuman, which were mixed together, and there are two different pieces of meat. One of them is chelev, one of them is shuman. I don't know which is which, so I have to bring an asham tali. Over here, there are not two cheftsos shel iser. There's one woman. I just don't know what the halachic status of the woman is. And when there's only one chaticha shel iser, when there's only one object, and I don't know what the status is, you're not going to be chayav in asham tali in that type of situation. Says the Gemara, mi boy Rabbi Lazar chaticha meshtei chatichos, but does Rabbi Lazar really require a chaticha meshtei chatichos? Vatani Rabbi Lazar omer, kui chayavana lel chelbo asham tali, that a kui, which is a suffix chaya, suffix behema, you're chayav in asham tali if you eat the chaylev, because a chaylev of behema is also, a chaylev of a chaya is going to be mutter. We don't know whether the kui is a behema or a chaya, so if you eat the chaylev, you're going to be chayav in asham tali. There's only one chaticha, there's only one chaticha shalisser, it's only the kui, and we see that you're chayav in asham tali. So if you're going to be chayav in asham tali by a kui, you should be chayav in asham tali also by this woman. We don't know what the status of her marriage is. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Savak Rav Elazar Bechadu Apalagale Bechadu, because Shmuel agrees with Rav Elazar on one thing. In other words, he holds that the Safek is, the holds that a Cheresh is a Safek if she has Das or not, and therefore if you're able to affect a Kinyan. But he also says that you are Chayiv in Asham Tolui only when there is Chaticha Mishnei Chatichos. Vigadamri and others say it's like this. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Shmuel, Eshes Cheresh Chayiv in Asham Tolui, and Eshes Cheresh you are Chayiv in Asham Tolui, Meisvei Chamishalo Yitzramu, and we said, but I thought that their Truma is not a valid Truma, meaning that there is no suffix that they can form a Kinyan, Savalaka Rav Elazar, because he holds like Rav Elazar that it's actually a suffix whether there could be a Kinyan, and also he holds like Rav Elazar that you don't require Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos, and therefore according to the Zika Damri, you would be Chayiv and Asham Talui if somebody has relationships with an Eshes Cheresh. Says the Gemara Navaiter, two lines up from the bottom. Boy Rav Ashi, my time at the Rav Elazar. What's the reason for Rav Elazar? So is it Mifsha Pshita Le Decheresh Daita Klishta Hi Hu Umi Misafkale Idaita Slula? Do we know for sure that a Cheresh has a limited mental capacity, but we don't know whether sometimes they have moments of clarity? And therefore, if the Cheresh is miskaven to do something, maybe that kavana is valid. So in other words, by a Cheresh, is it some that they have a mental capacity, they have episodes of clarity, episodes of where they're not clear, turning to Kufiyat Gimel Amabez, Ilav Daita Tzlula, Uliolam Chada Daitahu, but whatever their status is, they always have that status. It's like it's a constant state of diminished mental capacity. O Dilma, Pshitale Daita Klishta, or maybe we know that they are diminished mental capacity, Vilav Daita Tzlulahu, and Tzulusahu, and it's not, they don't have any clarity of thought. But however, maybe there's not a consistent level of das. Maybe what happens is sometimes they're sane. In other words, and sometimes they're not sane. So by a cheresh, is it that they always have a consistent level of das and the das is deficient? Or is there a variable level of das? Sometimes they have a higher level of das, sometimes they have a lower level of das. Lamai nafkamina, says the Gemara, what in the world is the difference as to this? So the hotzi ishta beget. So the difference is, are you ever able to divorce your wife? Is the cheresh ever able to divorce his wife with a get? According to the first sad, if the level of das that the cheresh has is always consistent, so the same way he was able to get married, he had a certain level of das when he got married. Good, so he has that level of das when he gets divorced. If, however, the das is variable, and sometimes he has very good das, sometimes he doesn't have very good das, if he got married at a time when he had very good das, he then can't get divorced because he might not have that same level of das, and therefore he can't undo the das that he had when he had the nisuin. Says the Gemara, I amret chada daitu kedushin ken gerushin, the amret itam chalam itam shota kedushin matzi mekadesh grushin lamatzi megaresh, for the reason that we just described. Mai, what's halacha, teku, so we don't know what the halacha is here. Gemara leaves it unresolved. Nishtatis, if she became a shota, then you can't divorce her. Some Rav Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, Shota Miskareshes. Really, on a Daraisa level, a Shota can get divorced. Midid Avi Epikachas Bal Karcha. Just like by a regular healthy woman can get divorced, even Bal Karcha. Therefore, a Shota, even though she does not have Das, is able to get divorced because you don't require the Das of the woman in order to divorce her. But says the Gemara, Ma Taim Amru Einam Agareshes. Why does the Gemara say that, what does the Mishnah say rather than Inim Gresh, that you cannot divorce a Shota? Shalinagova Minag Hefker, so that people should not be knowing Minav Hefker with this woman. Hey Chidami, what type of woman are we talking about? Ilema de Yadas Lishmar Gita Yadas Lishmar Atzma, if she knows how to watch her get, she knows how to guard her get, and she also knows how to take care of herself. So Minaga Minag Hefker, so will anybody be knowing Minag Hefker with this woman? No. Ella de Yadas Lishmar Logita Velo Atzma. However, so we must be talking about a woman who doesn't know how to guard her get, nor does she know how to guard her person, nor does she know how to make sure that nobody takes advantage of her. But then, Dvar Torah, Shota Miskareshes, can it really be that Dvar Torah, that Minat Torah, Shota can get divorced? V'yamar, Debe Rabbi Yanai, V'nasam B'yada, Mi yesh lo yad legarish atzma, that the only time you're allowed to divorce a woman is when the woman has a yad legarish. And what does that mean? Yatzazu she'ein lo yad legarish atzma. This woman cannot accept her get, because the only woman who could accept her get is one who could guard her get. So if the woman can't guard her get, you can't tell me that on the raisa level she could get divorced, but it's only at takanat rabbanan that we don't allow the husband to divorce her. This woman is not eligible to get divorced even on a daraisa level. The only type of woman who's allowed to get divorced is one who, if you send her away, she knows not to return. Yatzazu shemeshalcha v'chazeres. Yatzazu comes to include this one because she keeps coming back. There are those who say that Rabbeinu Tam says that a shota who's a ketana, if her father marries her off, you are able to divorce her. Why? Because again, the whole problem, the whole reason that you're not able to divorce her is because you divorce her, you send her away, and she keeps on coming back. However, if her father married her off, then you could give the get to the father, and the father is going to prevent her from ever coming back. So says Rabbeinu Tam. But the question is, what type of woman are we talking about? If we're talking about the type of woman where she knows how to guard herself, so nobody's going to take advantage of her, so there's no need for the Takana Drabanan. If you're talking about the type of woman who's not able to watch her get, then she's not able to get divorced even on a Daraisa level. So what's the situation where a Daraisa, she could get divorced, but if it's a Takana Drabanan, that she can't get divorced? Says the Gemara, Lasricha, we're going to split the case. The Yadas Lishmargita, Vein Yadas Lishmatzma. She knows how to guard her get, she just doesn't know how to prevent herself from being taken advantage of. Dvar Torah Shotem Eskareshes, the Yadas Lishmargita. On a Daraisa level, she knows how to guard her get, therefore, on a Daraisa level, she's able to get divorced. The Yam Rabbanan, Lilifka, Shalayina Gamemenek Hefker. However, the Rabbanan said that she shouldn't get divorced, so that you would not be Noah Gamenek Hefker with this woman. Amra Baya Dekanami, Diktani Gabe Dida, because by her it says, Nishtatis lo yotzi, that if she becomes mentally deranged, then lo yotzi, you cannot divorce her. The gabe didei, but by the guy it says lo yotzi alamis, he can never get divorced. Why by the guy does it say lo yotzi olamis? By the woman it only says lo yotzi. Ah, says the Gemara, elashmamina hadaraisa hadarabanan. The diak is, the guy can never effectuate a divorce. Therefore, it says lo yotzi olamis. By the woman, it's not olamis because it's only a takana drabanan. Therefore, we don't say the word olamis. Says the Gemara navaiter. Amar Rav Yochanan Menuri. So said Rav Yochanan Menuri, that Rav Yochanan was tamua, if a chareshes is able to get divorced, if you're allowed to divorce a chareshes, a woman who's a labardas, why can a cheresh not get divorced if he got married when he was a pikeach? Says the Gemara, Ibailu Rav Yochanan Menuri, ish pshita lei v'isha kamei bailei. Did he know the halacha for sure by a man that the man's not allowed to get divorced, but he didn't know what the halachic status was by the woman? Odilma ish pshita lei v'isha kamei bailei. Maybe he knew the halacha by the woman that she can get divorced, but was just unclear as to what the status was by the man. Tashma midkamru lei ein adomar ish amagarish lisa meshkareshes, that a man is not like a woman. Sheisha yotzas lortona v'shalol lortona, because a woman can be divorced whether it's within her will or not. Vayish einamotzi el lortono, but a man can only get divorced if it's his ratzon. Shvamina ish kami baile, it's mashma that he knew the halacha by a woman that the chareshes can get divorced. He was unclear what the halacha was by the cheresh. Adarabah, mid the Karmalei, Afzu Kayotzeba, but says the Gemara just the opposite, from the fact that it says Afzu Kayotzeba, in other words, that the Pikachas, who is Nischaresh, is like a Chareshes whose father married her off, and just like a Chareshes whose father married her off is able to be divorced, so too the Pikachas, who becomes a Chareshes, is also able to be divorced. Shvamina Isha Kami Baile. So it's Mashma that he was unclear as to the status of the woman. Ela Rav Yochanan Menuri Ram Kamar. Rav Yochanan Menuri was talking within the framework of the Rabbanan. So Kamarlu Lididi Kechadesh Lamatsi Migarish Isha Nami Lamagarsha. Rav Yochanan Menuri actually holds for himself that just like a man Cheresh is not able to divorce his wife, this assumes again that he got married when he's a pikeach, because that way, if he got married when he was a cheresh, the same way he got married, he's able to get divorced. But if he got married when he was a cheresh, when he was a pikeach rather, and then he becomes a cheresh because the marriage was valid on a deraisa level, and now he's only able to dissolve it on a drabana level, he cannot get divorced. And similarly, the woman who becomes a chareshes cannot get divorced. But according to you, the Rabbanan, who don't require the das of the woman in order to get divorced, Maishna Isha u Maishna Ish. Why can the woman get divorced, but the man can't divorce his wife? Samarlay, in Adoma Isha Makarish, Lisha Meskareshes, because a man who gets divorced is nothing like a woman who gets divorced. The man who gets divorced requires das. This guy doesn't have the das to divorce his wife. Why could the woman get divorced? She doesn't have das. The answer is because she doesn't need das. Because the woman could get divorced. Bein ledaita, bein lertzona, bein shelo lertzona. Therefore, there is a fundamental distinction, they said to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, between a man and a woman. Okay, so thank God we were able to catch up today. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow, God willing. Everybody have a great day.